We celebrate the character and the grandeur of our Lord and Savior during this time, and his appearance for us, what a marvelous thing. Turn with me to Psalm chapter 84. Psalm 84. As the psalmist begins to convey just how wonderful it is to be in the presence of God. Couldn't think of anything more wonderful, could you? He starts off in Psalm 84, "How lovely are thy dwelling places, O Lord of hosts," of everything. "My soul longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God." And then he reveals to us just how approachable God is. A wonderful verse, isn't it? "The bird also has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." That God would be so approachable, and that a small bird would feel comfortable in his presence, and yet his grandeur beyond comparison. "How blessed are those who dwell in thy house. They are ever praising thee." How blessed. Once again, I want to remind you that the word oftentimes is translated how happy. "How happy is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring." Passing through the valley of weeping, God makes it a place of refreshment. "The early rain also covers it with blessing. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob." I know why he throws that in, don't you? Because if God can listen to Jacob, he can listen to anybody. He was a conniver, he was a manipulator, but God heard his prayer. And O God, hear mine. "Behold our shield, O God, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 outside, and I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory." Now, if you don't have this underlined in your Bibles, you ought to. You underline your Bibles? I do from time to time. "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." Our God is not a withholding God. He gives us everything. Not one good thing does he withhold. Romans 8 would tell us in verse 32, he didn't even spare his own son. If he spared not his own son, how would he not with him freely give us all things? Psalm 34:9 reads this way, "For those who fear him, there is no want." Psalm 34:10 reads this way, "They who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing." God wants to give you great things, and he doesn't want to withhold anything. "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how happy is the man who what? Trust in thee." Father, we give you thanks for your generous heart that we see so clearly at this time in which we celebrate the birth of your Son. It is very clear to us that not one good thing would you withhold. We are so thankful for a God that loves us so much. In Jesus' name, amen.